Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mega power. Yeah.
Good morning. 7:10. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Quick look at your forecast today. Not the nicest day today. We do have some lake effect snow possible in some areas. High of 36 tonight, partly cloudy, low of 23. But the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 50. Gorgeous day. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 60.
I'll take it.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
It's great for the weekend.
It is. Perfect. Yeah, it can be crappy during the week while I'm working. I don't care.
You know?
Weekend, though, needs to be nice.
That's when it's time to grill and be outside.
Be outside, get some sun, do a little tanning.
What?
On my roof. I don't know. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
That's 77, by the way.
Yes. We know, Hunter. Moron. According to a new survey, Logo tops the list of the world's most reputable companies. It's for the fourth year in a row. Rounding out the top five are Disney, Rolex, Ferrari.
Ferrari. I wanted a Ferrari cake. Ferrari, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised. And also Microsoft down there. All companies on the list scored points for innovation, investment in staff training, and focus on quality. But Lego, number one.
I was going to say Lego's got to be in there.
Lego is legit, man.
They're everywhere.
I've been doing it right. I love Legos. Every house that had kids in the 90s had just a tub of Lego pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of Legos.
Never had Legos?
What?
Yeah, never had Legos.
Did your parents not love you?
No, I had all the different toys. I don't think I liked them as a kid.
How do you not like...
I don't know.
I'm glad your parents didn't love you, because that's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Legos are amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What? Not meh.
What do you do?
You build awesome stuff. Yeah, awesome things.
It just sits there.
You play with it, dum-dum.
No.
Dude, I used to build off-road racers and everything. I had the Ninja Turtles one. Ninja Turtles Legos, legit.
Yeah.
You built airplanes.
Oh, yeah. I'd actually built, like, real models. Remember those? I was actually a man. I didn't have Legos, like a child.
You built real models? What are you going to do with those? Put them on a banister?
Those are actually good display pieces.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know what? Yeah, you were breathing in all that glue, and that explains why you're so dumb.
Lego.
Oh, my God.
What are you for?
You're the only person in the world that doesn't like Lego. It's the most reputable company. And you're like, no.
It's like everybody has tubs of Legos that just sit there. They just take up room.
Stupid.
All they do is ruin feet.
You know, you didn't build the models. You just sat there and sniffed the glue, and it ruined your dumb little brain. You were already dumb, but then all that glue ruined it.
You know how hard it was to pull apart Legos if you put one in the wrong block?
No, because there's a tool for it.
Yeah.
You have the tool, it's fine.
For what, an easy payment of, or three easy payments of $29.99?
I hope you step on a Lego with no shoe on later.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because I don't have any.
I'm gonna place Legos throughout your house in the middle of the night, and you're going to step on them. That's the only justice that will fit this crime.
Legos.
You're so dumb. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. Scientists in England think we're about 30 years away from electronic immortality. By that time, Dr. Ian Pearson thinks that technology will exist for super rich, to unload their minds into different bodies, pretty much turning their brains into something resembling the cloud and allowing them to continue growing and learning while everyone else could continue to communicate with them. So basically, we're taking our brain knowledge, putting it in data, like on a chip, and uploading it to a different body. Like, I don't know if it'd be a robot body, I'm guessing.
Isn't that like the movie Transcendence? Transcendent?
Something like that with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, where he gets his mind uploaded into a robot and he continues to live.
I just told you, Adam Savage did a show about that. And it was like the first man to live to 1,000.
Yeah.
And it talked about all this technology. But yeah, there's this one point at the end where the brain basically can be uploaded into different bodies. You could essentially live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And your body's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But your brain and all your thoughts and everything. So do you know you're dead? Would it be like waking up from a nap?
I think you'd have to know, right? I mean, if you're uploading everything you know,
yeah,
all the information that you've known from being a human.
So, like, this body that we're in right now, it's getting old. I'm ready to get into a younger body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, we're going to put you to sleep. But I don't know. Would you trust people with it? Would you not know?
Here's a weird thing to think about, though.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to upload the information, you got to do it while you're alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you upload your, what happens?
That's what I mean.
I mean, you're still alive, and then they upload it into a robot. So basically, there's two of you, but one of them is bionic.
So the body dies, and like maybe when you switch it over, so you know. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, how, if you're like, okay, we're going to transfer your thoughts over, you're not going to be awake for that. You're not going to feel the transfer. So what's saying, like, oh, yeah, we'll transfer you over, then they just kill you. You're not going to know.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
It'd be really weird if your thoughts were transferred to a bionic body and it came alive while you were alive.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Which I guess could happen if you're awake, if it's just scanning your brain.
Yeah. What's scarier? Do you know about singularity?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same.
You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, it's when AI reaches the human intelligence. So we don't know any more than AI.
I think it's already there.
Well, the singularity is when robots are self-aware.
Yeah,
they know basically how to build themselves. You know,
we're at the point where we're not smarter than computers in that sense, in my mind. Because seriously, you can ask Alexa pretty much anything, and it can get it because it is hooked up to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Without us being able to look it up. So I think we're already at the point where the robots and machines are smarter than us, but they don't know that they're robots and machines.
Right.
So will that ever happen? I don't think it will.
Scary.
I don't think it will. I don't think we'll ever
scary
allow
when
it
you,
to
when,
happen.
When you can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you I don't ever see that being an issue.
Yeah?
I mean, crazy what they're doing.
Here's what, there's psychos out there, you know, and psychos that have a lot of money and are quite smart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do like a terrorist attack, that might be it. That might be the future version of having a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Here's a robot that is smarter than you and is self-aware.
We already see that with hackers, in a sense, is attacking technology of people. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people hacking in and getting bank records and all your stuff. Yeah, it's that cyber terrorism, which is more and more prevalent each passing year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man.
I
don't know. But you know what you can't hack? Legos. Can't hack them because they're the perfect toy.
Well, I can't hack them because I don't have any.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I hope you know everyone hates you right
Turned
now.
Turned out just fine.
Everyone hates you right now.
And you know
for
what?
Not
I got
Legos.
A thick wallet too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't spend all my money on Legos. Yeah. They just sit there.
You had a wallet when you were a kid?
Yep.
It was just full of money?
Full of money.
Nope, not buying Legos.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rocks everything that rocks.
Hunter and I are talking about planets in here. I swear to God, you'd think we were high every morning.
You know?
Like, dude, you never believe.
There was just a video released of Saturn emerging from the horizon of the moon.
It just,
and then you watch it and you're just like, what? Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is such a.
It doesn't look real. And this is what we were saying. We'll get to sports in a second, but this is more important. Like the moon, it looks like a space rock. Like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You can get your brain around it a little bit.
Yeah, it's like,
kind
okay,
of.
There it is. I can see it. You can see, like, the imperfections on it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay. But then you look at a picture of, like, Saturn. It looks like it's a drawing in the sky.
It's insane.
It doesn't look real. Even pictures. We've got some crazy good pictures of Saturn, Jupiter, all that stuff. And you're like, that doesn't look real. It looks like something a kid would draw.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, space,
and it's got rings around it.
Rings around it. But the rings are because a meteor hit this planet at some point, and it's just, it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's spinning, like, you can see the gravitational field of it, or the pull, and it's keeping it all right there perfectly.
Yeah.
Just spin around in space. We're just hurtling through Earth, through space and time.
Are you stoned?
Gosh, I might be. No, I'm freaking out, man. And then,
you know our buddy Matt Foss, sorry, go ahead.
Was saying, and then Jupiter is just a big gas ball.
This is the gas giant.
What?
What's going on up there?
What, it's just a ball of gas?
Yeah. It's weird, man.
You're a ball of gas.
I am. They call me Jupiter.
They call me Jupiter, right?
Our buddy Matt Foes, you know Matt Foes.
Yep.
He was over at my parents' house one night, and this is my my brother is real big into space, man. He's got this incredible telescope that he had gotten a few years ago. And we were looking at Saturn. There was one night where Saturn was clear as day, man, and he put his big magnifying eyepiece or whatever you put on the thing. And it was up close. You could see it like you saw it in that video.
Yeah.
And Matt was over it, and Matt, check this out. Look at Saturn. And he's looking at it, and he looks at us, and he looks at it again. He's like, no. He's like, that's a slide. You guys put a slide in it. And that's crazy. Like, try to find the slide, man. Yeah. He did not believe it until he started to realize it was moving. Because you got to kind of keep up with it with a telescope because it's going so fast in space, you know, orbiting or whatever. But it is, man. It is one of those moments where you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
We are so small and insignificant.
We're ants, man.
But according to that flat earther yesterday, space isn't real.
It's fake.
Space is fake.
Right.
Yeah.
We need that reality show. We talked about it at 6 o'clock hour. They're pushing for a reality show where flat earthers look for the end of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, you get Juno, we'll send them up into space. I'm like, oh, is it fake? Is it fake now? Let's send them to Saturn.
Season 19, Flat Earthers. They still don't find the edge of the Earth, and they never will.
I swear it was right here.
Oh, it's right here.
I just saw it. All right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
What a transition from space. Like, all right, let's do sports.
Space and sports, bro.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're freaking out about how small you are in the universe.
Man. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan beat Nebraska at 82-58. Michigan hanging at number 25 there. For the love of God, Michigan, I know you can win. I know you're good, but please play good when you play Ohio State. It hurts. Tonight, Western Michigan going to be at Central at 7 o'clock. Eastern Michigan over in Toledo at 7. Sunday's game, Michigan going to be in Maryland at noon. Ohio State going to be at Michigan State. For the love of God, little brother, Spartans, pull one out here, man. Beat them up. Ohio State, Michigan State, 4:30 on Sunday.
I think Michigan State's got a better
They're good.
Chance, yeah.
Michigan State's always great at basketball. But, you know, Ohio State seems to just, I don't know. NHL, last night, Blackhawks beating the Oilers 4-3. Tonight, Blackhawks going to be Detroit playing the Wings at 7:30. NBA, tonight, Pacers in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. There's some spring training games, some baseball. We're just going to maybe leave that alone. I got another sports story here. Golf.
I got a story.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Do it.
The Houston Astros are planning to put on a public ring ceremony later this month.
Oh, no.
To celebrate their 2019 American League Championship Series win.
Here's what it is. You know what they should do? It should be the players, the coaches, and, like, their parents. That's it. Their parents can come and watch. Because anybody else that goes there, you're supporting cheaters.
Yeah.
Don't go. Don't tune in. Don't celebrate.
The Astros will have their ring ceremony on the 27th, and all fans who attend the game will receive a replica American League Championship Series trophy.
You know what? How about this? Okay, you could play baseball this season. I thought you should have just sat one season out. You're going to have the ceremony. You can believe you won the trophy for real, but you got to put one more S in your name. How about that?
Astros.
Because that's what you are. You're an ass.
You're an
because
ass.
You cheated.
You cheating ass.
Dude, imagine playing for that team right now?
I'm surprised they're doing this public ring ceremony.
I mean, it's kind of a slap in the face, dude.
It is. They should just be quiet about everything.
What if they did the public ring ceremony and they didn't accept it? They were like, you know, dun, 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 dun. Here you go. We don't accept. Take it back.
That would probably be smarter.
It'd be smart.
Be smarter.
You're like, we understand the situation at this given moment, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Even though technically the MLB says we can keep the trophy.
Yep.
Here's the ring. We don't deserve this.
That would be the smarter
part. They have to man up.
Yep.
If you want to be a franchise that anybody can respect from now on, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Man up.
Not a public ring ceremony saying, oh, yeah, we won. We won.
An analogy. No, I'm not even going to do it. They're just cheaters. That's what it is. If your wife cheated on you, you know, and she just denied it and said, you know, or if she manned up and said, you know, I did, blah, you can move on.
Wife cheats on me and she has a public condom ceremony. What the hell?
Oh, man.
What the hell? Just leaning into it. Is that good? Is that your sports?
Yeah, that's good.
Should we do that? All right.
The ass.
Tros. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
EYRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Real quick, I got to tell you, Ryan Bush said that he can build a baby Yoda out of Legos for you.
So. Oh, yeah, nice. Ryan Bush, sweet, bro. A baby Yoda out of Legos. I will sacrifice a foot to stomp that thing. I will.
Just ruin a foot just to crush
I'm not sure if you can punt Legos, but I will try.
That is hilarious.
God, two things.
I told him your head was going to explode. All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139, Benton Harbor. Go check them out. Need some lunch. Need a midday snack, a midday pizza snack.
If you're hungry. If you need something in your stomach.
Anything. Get a pizza at night and then have it for breakfast in the morning from
Won't
Joey C's.
Won't you?
Go see him. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today. What do you hate with a passion?
That's stupid.
Baby
Yoda.
My mom always said, don't use the word hate. It's not nice. But you know what? I'm an adult now, so I can use it.
Right. With a capital
H. There are certain things that you hate with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to hate too many things, but there are a few things that I do. There's a few things that I do. I hate, and I say with a passion, I hate it when people, and not the people, it's the choice that they make. Mm-hmm. When they park, just, I don't care if you're running into a store. I don't care if it's quick. When you just kind of park in front of something.
Yeah.
This happened the other day. I was going to get some Chinese food, and this guy, instead of parking in the parking spot, I'm just going to park right here in front of the store and then run in and get my order.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not allowed to do that. I hate that with a passion. It's so inconsiderate and rude.
Yeah.
Just park. And the parking spot was like 10 feet from where he parked.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it was like down. It doesn't matter if it's downpouring. It doesn't matter. Just park. Don't be that jackass that parks like in front of the door of the store to drop someone off. You're just park.
I agree with you on this.
Just
one.
Park.
Oh, here's what you do. You got to put a brick into your in your truck.
And throw it at them?
No, not to throw it at them. Because usually if people park that way, they leave their car unlocked.
Yeah.
You open up the driver door, you put that brick on the gas pedal, and throw that thing into drive. That's what happens when you park like that.
You get a runaway car.
That's what you get.
I hate it with a passion. It is not hard to park. But if you think you are just more important than everyone else, like, no, just park it right here. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hate it with a passion.
Yeah, and if you're the dick who's got a nice car and parks on the line and takes up two spots.
Oh, I'll ding your car.
Oh, yeah, for
got
sure.
No problem.
Let that be known. From this morning on, I don't care if you have a Porsche Cayenne that's worth $80,000.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm going to door ding the hell out of you.
You know, I'm sorry. You're not more important than anybody. You know what you do? You park in the back of the parking lot in between the lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I hate that.
Yep. So that's what I hate with a passion. Right there for you. Right there.
What do I hate?
What do you
got some Facebook answers. I'm going to save mine.
You just save yours? There are some great Facebook answers. Let's see. Elijah hates changing the kitty litter for my wife's cat.
It is very gaggy. Cat. Yeah, that part doesn't smell great.
Let's see. When I have, Cody said, when I have old people that look, that just look at me like I'm stupid.
Yes. That is annoying.
Okay,
especially when you aren't. When you're to the age, you're like, I know what I'm talking about.
I could take you down, old man.
Right. You got a hip, and it will break.
You give me that look there, old timer? Putting you down. Sherry's
berries.
She hates Valentine's Day with a passion.
I don't think she
hates.
She must be single. Sorry, Sherry.
I'm so lonely.
Sherry.
I hate it. Stephanie hates macaroni and cheese with a passion.
Psycho.
How do you hate macaroni and cheese?
It's just too good. I don't understand it, so I hate it.
I hate it because it's too good.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard of someone saying they hate macaroni and cheese.
Why do you hate? Maybe she ate it so much that it made her a bigger.
Or she had a bad experience.
Yeah, you know,
with some mac and cheese.
Yeah, or maybe she's just not cooking the noodles long enough. Why is it crunchy?
Yeah, that won't do.
No.
What I recommend, try this one time. Use like a white cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
White cheddar mac and cheese.
Yeah,
nice. Shut your mouth.
Could you cut up my hot dogs, Brock?
Do you put hot dogs in your mac and
cheese?
Sometimes. You ruin it.
Sometimes.
You got to have ketchup in there.
You know what? I've adulted, though. I went from the hot dogs to the actual Polish sausage.
Oh, the Polish sausage in there.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What do you hate with a passion? More when we come back.
The WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:50, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What do you hate with a passion.
Screaming yellow lobster.
I knew you were going to say it at some point.
It's the stupidest. It's stupid.
No, you know what? I think you love him so much, you hate how much you love him.
No, I just understand how many people out there would love the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Radio sounds cool, man. It'd be fun to be on there and express my emotions and my mind. Mm-hmm. But no, I give it to a mannequin. Not even a real thing.
He's a real lobster. Don't you dare say
he's
that.
Not.
He's very talented on air. He plays some great music.
It's a foam costume.
He's not a chatty Cathy like you on air.
Yeah.
He just rocks out.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I hate that I don't love him more. Uh-huh. I hate with the passion that I don't love the lobster more. He deserves more.
Uh-huh. If I could get my hot tub just a little bit hotter, we would be having the most badass surf and turf night ever.
Well, I won't do it because I love the lobster. let's see. Jennifer said her husband hates ranch dressing. What?
See, I don't seek ranch out.
That's America's drink.
But, oh, God. You know, for certain things, it's really, really good.
I do, honestly, most of my, meals, I'll make, sriracha ranch. Oh, it's so good.
How about this? Would you put ranch on your salad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the only salad dressing I really like is ranch.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I'll have other stuff.
How about this one? This is either you're going to be like, you're psycho, because you haven't had it, or if you have, it's actually pretty good. A pizza rolls.
With ranch?
Dip them in ranch.
Yeah, moron. That's nothing groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking.
Been doing that since I was a kid. Pizza and ranch go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pizza rolls. Walmart the other day, they have that industrial size bag of pizza rolls. It's 500 pizza rolls. And I'm like, God, that looks so good. I could pound that.
That's a video game night, bro.
Yeah, that's
500.
God, it's insane. Brandon hates man buns and crappy beards with a passion.
What about boy band beards?
Yeah, those are... I don't hate those. I just feel bad for people that have them.
Shut up.
Hey, poor fella can't grow a full beard.
I still got a full head of hair. You know why? Because it's chin strapped on.
It's chin strapped. It's not going anywhere.
Good luck.
Just a helmet. let's see. Lori hates cauliflower. I've grown to like it more.
Yeah, me too. I really like it now. As a kid, though, I'm like, God.
Yeah.
That's white.
Broccoli. I like cauliflower and broccoli a lot.
It's good, man.
Now, to be fair, though, I'm dipping them in ranch.
You're right. That's very true.
Or they're covered in cheese.
Uh-huh.
Either one. Brian hates people that don't put their carts back in the corral with a passion. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, that's got to be a thing of the past. If you don't do that, you're a lazy piece of trash.
You deserve to get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You do. If you don't put your cart back, you deserve to get the coronavirus. And I got no problem saying that.
Yeah.
Dave hates refried beans. I love refried beans.
Especially on tacos.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Black beans, too.
Whew. I mean, it doesn't look like the greatest food.
No, but you got to get over the look. You just got to eat it.
Yeah.
Put a little cheese on there, a little hot sauce, a little tapatio.
What else do you put beans on, refried beans? For me, it's just Mexican.
Well, yeah, just burrito. But I can eat them by themselves.
Yeah.
No problem. All day. And then I toot.
How about gym flow picks? Gym flow, bro.
I do hate those with a passion.
Why do you have to hold your phone like this by your shoulder and then stick your ass out? Just go work out. That's what you're there for the love of God.
Just the way, it's a workout. Laura hates NFL overtime rules. Amen.
Oh, there you go.
Amen. Hate those with a passion.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest rules.
It really is.
It's so stupid. Let's see. Pete hates Green Bay Packer fans with a passion. You know what, Pete? Why you gotta be mean? Why you gotta be mean there, Pete?
Well, I mean, he's not too far off.
Ben Elder just hates people with a passion. All right, Ben. Let's keep an eye on him.
Stay home.
We're gonna keep an eye on Ben there.
Right.
KT hates juggalos with a passion.
I didn't really see too many juggalos around anymore.
I hate those juggalos, man.
I think they all kind of hang out in one spot somewhere. I don't see too many of them walking around.
No. If you hang around the soda aisle by the Faygo.
The Faygo aisle.
You'll see one every once in a while.
They typically keep to themselves, don't they?
Yeah. They're quiet.
You know?
I don't go crazy with it anymore. It
still blows my mind. What is it?
I don't know. If you see one in the wild, it is quite a sight.
I'm not going to talk trash about it because I've never been to a concert. Maybe that's what it is. You go and you understand.
Don't they have one in Michigan?
Well, they're from Detroit.
Yeah, so don't they? But where's that big old Juggalo Fest?
I don't know. It's just got to be in Detroit, right?
Is it around there?
No idea. We should go.
We should go.
Let's do a bus trip.
Let's do a bus trip.
We can all get up in the clown makeup.
Yeah. Isn't it called like Juggalo Fest or something like that?
It has to. We got to get a bunch of Faygo. Let's get a diet cream soda because I actually like that. That's good. I'll drink that one.
I don't know if that's gangster enough for the Juggalos, diet cream soda.
This guy sucks.
That guy's got creep. No, wait, it's diet. He's a fake.
He's a phony.
He's a fake Juggalo. Get out of here, fake Juggalo. We don't want you around.
Read it. The double.